Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I am Brother Lawrence Barreto, and you're listening to Freedom Fridays. The Gospel today describes the acceptance and mission of the 12 Apostles. As we open and receive the Word of God today, let us pray to the Lord for His goodness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Father, we are gathered today to share the Word that gives life. You said that when two are gathered in Your name, You are there. We believe, Father, that You are with us. Reveal Your power to us, our dear Lord, that we may live a life that is focused and yearning for You. Speak to us today. This we ask in the name of Your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Gospel reading for today is taken from the book of St. Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 to 19. The Mission of the 12. He went up the mountain and summoned those whom He wanted, and they came to Him. He appointed 12, whom He also named apostles, that they might be with Him, and He might send them forth to preach and to have an authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom He named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom He named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Him. The Gospel of our salvation. We praise You, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, our Gospel reading for today speaks of the mission and acceptance of the disciples. The reading captures a point in time showing Jesus calling among His followers the 12 disciples. There are many figures that shows here that we could ponder upon. Number one, Jesus went up to the mountain and He summoned those whom He wanted, and they came to Him. Sometimes named, at other times not named, the mountain is the location for events of great significance in salvation history. For example, the giving of the law to Moses on Sinai, the Sermon on the Mount, and the Transfiguration on Tabor. Jesus' choice of 12 apostles places them in continuity with the 12 tribes of Israel. The apostles are to be the foundation stones of the church, the new Israel. As I read this list of names, I consider how my name too is called by Jesus. He knows who I am, loves me, and believes that I am ready to work by His side. The Lord Jesus leads the way. He always is ahead of us, and He calls us by the name. And all of us can respond to God's will for our lives. And I believe it is to pick up the same cross that Jesus did as He went up the mountain of Calvary, to love and serve others, to live a life in line with God's will. Ultimately, in Him is the fulfillment of life. We can see here that coming up the mountain means rising and soaring above something that of pure and genuine value, something that is larger than life itself. As we rise up the mountain, we rise up towards Jesus. We are sent to all the corners of the earth to be the message of His love. And He knows where we are going. We have a purpose. It is an amazing moment to see how these men have left everything and walked in faith. We are called to follow the same. Such men gave up everything they have to serve and follow the Lord with that feat of courage and faith they have showed. In a time of fear and uncertainty, we are all called to love. In the following verses, it says in verse 14, he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him and might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. People of different backgrounds and characters, but called to serve a single purpose. We may also say that the disciples themselves might have looked around those persons whom they are going to serve with, others who do hard labor, some who knows the law, some who is a tax collector. But Jesus has chosen them, and he has looked not into outside appearance of the man, but to what is in his heart. Jesus gives us a new identity. If we come to follow him and we take him in his very own identity, we are his very own. And by doing so, we can do wonders as the disciples were able to do good. For Jesus is good, and in them will continue the story of God's love and salvation for mankind. In closing, my dear brothers and sisters, let us praise God for his goodness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God our Father, we thank you for being with us this very moment. Words are not enough to say how glad we are to know that you know us by our name. And in your glory, you have come towards us and instilled in us that we have a purpose, and that it is to mold ourselves, our very lives, into you, in loving and serving and glorifying you in every word in our lips and song in our lungs, memory in our minds, and love in our hearts. We love you, and we are but lost of words to describe our peace and joy in our hearts. Fill us with your grace and spirit, that we may always renew the face of the earth. This we ask in the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, together with the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Friends, it is our joy to spend this moment with you. We pray that may you, the Lord, bestow his blessings to you and your loved ones wherever they may be, here in the UAE or in the Philippines or elsewhere in the world. May the Lord bless you and keep you. This has been Brother Lawrence Barreto for Freedom Fridays. May we always be in the freedom that Jesus brings for the world. God bless. Thank you.